With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Line. This is a show you can come to relax in peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. Something that you can get away from your daily troubles and find some peace, because we all need that. If you all have a white candle or any candle you might have, if you would please light the candle. Father, Mother, God, we ask you to come to our show tonight. Surround the show with your white light. Surround all the people here tonight with your white light.
About things that I really couldn't control. My kids that were given up for adoption.
I just lost my mom. I cried my day.
My life turned upside down. I lost my job.
Open-mindedness and non-judgment. I think that's what the show is all about. We have psychic medium Michelle Whitedove.
I do your show and obviously particular shows, and I have to feel an affinity. I have to feel that person's in their integrity, that we're somewhat on the same page, you know, going for the same goal. And I really feel that way with you.
Lots of love and lots of thanks, and lots of thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I definitely feel, you know, you are strong enough to weather this.
And now, welcome to Journey into the Light with your host, Michael Long.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Night, and it's a great privilege to bring on. This isn't just any psychic medium you might pull up on any kind of radio station anywhere. This my guest coming up, Elizabeth Jensen, who's live from Australia, was voted mainly by her peers as the number one psychic in Australia. She is very, very famous in Australia. You heard that caller before on the previous show said how everybody in Australia knows Elizabeth Jensen in the spiritual community. And it's my privilege that she's here to spend an hour with us and with you guys tonight and bringing up free readings for you guys. It's a great privilege to do that. Great chance to get on with it. Just an amazing reading tonight. This is the quote, real deal, and not every psychic medium that puts a label on themselves can say that and are qualified to help you, but Elizabeth Jensen is, I'll let her explain who she channels. We're going to talk about channeling tonight also, so let me give you the numbers and let's get started with it. The number to call in, 347-884-8245 is the number to call to get into a reading. And now, if you're in the chat room, if you're on the phone lines, hop in the chat room, and people in the chat room go first here, as always, on Journey to the Light. Just please send me your area code and first name. Best to do that by sending me a private message so I get it. If not, if you put it in the main chat, Jules, if you would please send me a private message with that person's area code and first name, because I can't see it all in the chat room. And welcome everybody in the chat room. Thanks for being here. I want to get started here, so let me, let's got everything going here. Let's go to the switchboard here, and let's bring on to the radio show. This is Elizabeth Jensen. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing in Australia?
I'm good. It's a cold, wet Wednesday morning here. But I'm good.
It's your winter time,
spring,
right?
So I'm pleased about that, yes.
Yeah. Winter time there.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. We're starting to switch seasons, I think. Is your spring coming
yes.
soon? Yeah.
Oh, yes. A couple of days. September 1st, spring. So it's
yeah.
not far off. Yeah.
Yeah, we're heading into fall soon, and we're kind of glad for that because it's been so hot.
Yeah, a long, hot summer. Yeah.
It has been.
It's very hot here, too.
I'll send that your direction, and I'll take the cold weather and put a coat on.
But I like the heat. I work a lot over in Singapore and Hong Kong, where it's very hot, in Malaysia, and it's always hot there. But I love it.
That's interesting. You know, Singapore and Malaysia, and you know, you've been there a lot, and you have schools. And how is the spiritual community in those countries? How is that developing?
Okay, in Singapore, it's very well developed. There's a lot of light workers. My courses I've been teaching there since 2003, and my courses are extremely popular. I've got quite a few teachers there. So I need to go once or twice a year now and teach the advanced levels of my courses. In Malaysia, yes, they are established, but not nearly as much. The same in Hong Kong. It's a very small New Age community there. Mostly, you know, Hong Kong people are, well, they are interested in things like yoga and exercise, but they don't get further into the really deep spiritual things. And over in Asia, being a psychic medium isn't such a big thing because there's just not the natural interest in speaking to the spirit world. It's, you know, seen a little bit scary. But they do love all the channelings I do, and they love the angels and the goddesses. So I teach my Isis Mystery School courses with Goddess Isis, and they're very popular in Asia. And they love the archangels and channeling the archangels. It's just that it's a little bit harder to teach mediumship over there. Because they have a lot of mediums in Asia who do really, you know, the old-fashioned mediumship. They go into trance and sort of stick pins in themselves, and it's all a bit scary. So they're a bit scared of mediumship. Still, they understand that the modern mediumship is, you know, as you know, very helpful and not scary at all. But on the whole, yes, Singapore is the greatest portal for the archangels and for light workers. And I could live over in Singapore and be very wealthy and very busy all the time, I think.
Yes, yes. You have so much to offer and so much to give. We want to talk tonight, I know, before we go to phone lines, about channeling and what channeling is, and would you kind of go into that, let everybody kind of know how that all works and, you know, who you channel and...
Okay. Well, channeling and mediumship are similar, of course, but on the whole, mediumship is seen as talking to people in the spirit world, deceased loved ones who have passed over. And so I do that. I am a psychic medium, and I have worked like that over in the United States, but then I discovered I really preferred to channel the archangels and Goddess Isis. So Goddess Isis is an ancient Egyptian divinity. He's seen as a mother goddess, a goddess of magic, healing, spiritual science, and the information she brings through is very profound. So I find when people do have readings, I ask them to say, well, what sort of reading do you want? If you want something, you know, to hear from your loved ones who have passed over, then you need a mediumship reading. But the idea of a mediumship reading for me is not to have a reading about your future, it's to bring comfort and help to those who are grieving so that they know their loved ones are okay, or if they need help to go to the light, whatever it is. So that's the purpose of mediumship. Whereas with channeling, you can bring through a lot of much more esoteric concepts. And I channel quite a lot of spirits, but they have to be more highly evolved, because otherwise you're bringing in all sorts of strange energies into your body. For instance, when I call in Isis, she stands behind me, then she merges into my body. Now, I'm at what's called a conscious trance channel. And with a conscious trance channeling, you're always aware of what you're saying. So first of all, I read a book about Casey about just over 20 years ago, and he came to me, and I started studying about him. And he was what is called an unconscious trance channel, so he wasn't aware of whatever he was saying. Someone had to be with him to guide him, to ask him questions, and that's got a big disadvantage, obviously. Plus, you don't remember everything afterwards. So for myself, I much prefer to be a conscious channel, and if one angel or divinity can't give an answer, another one will take their place. I have about 20 of them lined up always behind me. And so I call it like the spiritual internet. If one can't help me, the next one can. But you need to use discernment, that you're not just channeling any lower level being, and that they can give all sorts of confusing information. Unfortunately, that's the way sometimes with mediumship. Spirits are well-meaning, but you can't live your life by what they're telling you, because it's a bit like calling all your family in and saying, how should I live my life? And they all have the idea of how you should live your life, but it might not be what you're really meant to do. It's their opinion often. So, yeah, that's the thing. I find with readings, with the channeling, they don't tend to give you like a detailed explanation of how you should live your life. They don't give you a manual. They give you a map. They give you guidelines. They can tell you if you're on the right path. And knowing that we have many different paths we can go down in our life. And that's the great excitement of choosing paths. And the divinities and archangels are very good at helping you with things like that.
Okay.
I do also channel Edgar Cayce from time to time, Nostradamus. Nostradamus doesn't come through with such profound information as some of the archangels' divinities, but he comes through with, well, just wise advice. And that's what he says. He's an ascended master now, and he wishes to not worry so much about great predictions, but help people to see and understand that they have the power to change their lives. And he talks about his life, for instance, when he was alive, he lived in very scary, difficult times where he was in fear of his life, fear of the Black Plague, etc. But he managed to live a good life and do many amazing things because he had a lot of spiritual support. So he sort of gives encouragement like that, which is interesting.
Okay, I want to bring in my new co-host here on the show, and Sandra is joining us now, and she has a question or two for you, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Hi, have I met you before? No, I haven't.
No, this is the first time. Nice to meet you.
Okay, thank you.
My question to you is, I know that you were saying that there's a difference between the mediumship and when you're channeling. Do you have to raise your vibration even higher to be able to channel like a goddess or an archangel?
Yes, you do. And so that's why I find it's not so easy to mix the two, because I find with mediumship, yes, you do have to sort of come down to earth, put your vibrations down as such to just tune into the spirit world. And I did find that once I started to do a lot of channeling that I wasn't quite as good as mediumship because I just got out of that vibration. It's like a radio receiver. You're set to receive the mediumship vibration, the mediumship messages. So once you're channeling, you're out of that realm and you really have to put yourself down again to tune in for the spirit world. So therefore, when I'm channeling, it's better not to try and do a mediumship at reading at the same time because it just you can do it, but you have to sort of switch your focus. And the spirits, well, as I said, I do channel spirits like Edgar Cayce, Nostradamus, and various other people in the spirit world, but they've been on the other side for a long, long period of time. They were very evolved in their own lifetime. So they're what I call ascended masters. So they don't have to come back to the spirit, to the earth plane. And so they're more highly evolved and their vibrations are higher.
Uh-huh.
Some people do channel spirits. That, you know, deceased loved ones, but I just prefer not to. I'm a mental medium. They stand there and I converse with them.
Mm. Wow. So you have to literally tune yourself in to just a higher vibration and learn how to stay there in order.
Channeling.
Wow. Excellent. Mm. Excellent. Mm. That's amazing.
It's a very beautiful experience also. I guess that's the other thing. That's the reason I love to do it. Is it gives me a real high. It's the angels, the Isis, their vibrations are so high. I also channel the Chinese goddess Kuan Yin, and that's very amazing. I do a whole day workshop in Adelaide where I just channel Kuan Yin and all her profound messages. And, yes, their ideas are quite amazing.
Do you find that...
So
they
who would you like me to channel?
I'm curious about Isis. Like, does she come in for specific things? Like Archangel Michael would come in for specific things, or Gabrielle?
Yes. So Archangel Michael talks of coming earth changes. In when I'm working with him in healing and everyday reality, he's always with me, protecting me, and he's like a gatekeeper, a doorkeeper. He makes sure that no lower level beings come in when I'm doing channeling. And Metatron, the Archangel Metatron, is keeper of the Akashic Records. So, for instance, last week when I was doing the past life readings, I always connect up with Metatron in that case, with the Egyptian divinity, who's the equal of Metatron, is Tehuti, and or Toth, some people call him. And he's very good at past life readings and life purpose readings as well.
So they all serve their purpose.
Like a spiritual internet. And when you do this work for quite some time, I find the more beings of light you have with you, the more information you can bring through. Some people just like to channel one angel, one divinity, but I find it does restrict you. So I like to channel a number of them.
Vary it up, why not?
Would you like me to channel a little message from Goddess Isis?
That would be fantastic.
Okay. Just give me a moment to tune in and call her in. Dear ones of light, we are here and we are welcome to be here. By this, we mean we wish to be here and we welcome you all too. Know our concepts do not easily sit with your minds at times, and our words should be listened to and meditated upon. For I am the Mother Goddess. I am the Goddess of magic, healing, spiritual science, and I wish to entertain you, and I wish to fill your mind with beautiful concepts, but I do not wish to spoon feed you as such. I wish you to see that there are so many ideas which have not yet reached your minds, Your brains are working at a tiny fraction of their capabilities. Your ideas to receive messages from the spirit world are very small at this stage. And we say, in the coming years, all persons will need to learn to channel, to communicate very clearly with the higher level beings, to be in a safe and sacred space at all times. You see, long, long ago, say 50,000 years ago, in ancient Egypt, and yes, ancient Egypt existed then, all the world lived in a very high vibrational state. And the humans who lived upon the earth were so beautiful, they were transparent. And as they looked around, they saw beings of light that you would call angels. They saw divinity, and they communicated with them. And they did this telepathically. And so life was smooth. Life was simple. For it was like heaven on earth. And the earth was filled with light. And earth existed like this in what today is called ancient Egypt for a long period of time. What you call ancient Egypt now was not in reality a beautiful civilization. It was a time after the fall as such. You call it the fall of Adam and Eve, and then a coming back to found a new world that was not as pure. And that is, in truth, reality. But the concept of Adam and Eve is a Christian concept. So, this idea of a beautiful world. What is happening at the end of this world in 2012? Are we going into this beautiful new world? Is the world ending? No, the world is not ending, but the world is raising her vibrations. And in 5 years' time, if you do not have a vibration where you can tune in to the higher beings, to work with your intuition, it will be harder to be on earth and to live a smooth and joyous life. So we advise all persons to look at communicating well with the spirit world. Yes, you may talk with those deceased loved ones, but no, many of the deceased loved ones are sad and unhappy, and the purpose you can talk to them is to show them the light, to give them healing, and to release them to the light. And then you must take your true guidance from the archangels, from the goddesses, and from your own soul. And we say, yes, only a fraction of your soul is within your body while you are here on earth. And the more you connect up with your higher soul, your eternal soul, we called it the Ark, then you'll be truly healed at all times.
we will finish now.
Well, thank you for that beautiful message.
Thank you.
I'm sure everyone here felt it.
Okay, Elizabeth, we got so many people holding wanting to speak to you. Are you okay going to the phone lines?
Okay, yes.
Okay, all right, thank you for that. And I want to invite everybody here on the phone lines. Let me know if you've got just about 15 people already on hold. If you want to speak to Elizabeth, call in the number. You guys got that, 347-884-8245. And if you hop in the chat room, that's your best chance of getting in. Let me know your first name and area code. Hop in there. Let me know quickly. And also, you can go and support the show, buy a reading, and you get in first, and you have up to 3 questions. Go to our website, which is journeyintothelight.org, journeyintothelight.org, and just simply click on buy a reading or click on the PayPal button, and we'll get you in the very first. So that's the kind of line we go in. And let's hear go to area code 478. This is Dee Shelby. This is from the chat room. This is Debbie. Welcome, Debbie.
Hi. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Okay. What would you like to talk to me about?
I would actually, I'm a nurse also, and I would like, I guess, a channeling from Raphael for my own healing and the healing that I will be doing with for other people.
Okay. All right. So to understand that you need some healing, what advice Raphael has for you?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I would say... Metatron's my medical intuition archangel, so if it's specific advice, I always ask him, but I will ask Raphael, seeing you've requested this, and but he tends to come with a little bit more general advice rather than specific advice. Okay.
Oh.
That's all right. It's just the way they work. We are showering you now with our green light. With our emerald green light. We do not have all the answers you are seeking. We simply say that we surround you now with our emerald green light, but you always have green light in your hands. You always have green light in your heart, for you are a healer. You wish to do healing full time, and you should be doing this. Ah, yes, you may do it as a nurse, but ultimately you need to be doing this full time, for there is pain and suffering from those who are in pain and suffering coming to you now. And we see a darkness around your heart as well, a dark energy, and around your stomach, but you have absorbed some pain and sadness from others. So you are so sensitive. And there is no real physical illness that you have, no emotional disorder that you have that cannot be healed. And so we just wish you to remember this. And that it is a matter of 2 weeks of calling me continuously and calling the Angel Hamid to you also, the Angel Hamid, Angel of Miracles. We will send him to you now. We work together and he will put his bright white light upon you. Ah, see, you must call to him continuously. And as you call to Hamid, Angel of Miracles, and to me, Raphael, we will work as a team and all... physical illnesses will be resolved. Ah, and there is a fear of speech, a fear of speaking at times. Your throat chakra constricts. And we ask you to release your fear, to release your fear. The angel Gabriel is the angel to call for this. You are very connected to archangels, and this is your path, to work with us continuously. And within some period of time, you will work simply doing angel healing. Blessed be from Raphael.
Wow.
Okay. So that's what he wanted you to know.
That's a big message.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have
any
angel cards? Yes.
Oh, she's gone. Okay.
I'm here now.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm just told to put pictures, you know, if you've got angel cards, to put pictures around you, and that will help you to remember to work with the angels.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate that. A lot of people here really calling in. Mayor Elizabeth, packed house. Want to speak to you. That's awesome. Thanks for being here. Let's see. Let's go to the UK. This is, let's just go ahead and, Anna, are you there?
I am.
Hello, we're calling from where?
I'm calling from Newcastle in England.
Okay, hi. Wow,
hi.
It's all over the world. Yes.
Yes.
What's your question?
I just, I have a lot of things in my life right now, and I'm just kind of looking if the direction and the path for my family is going to get any easier for us.
Your path, I didn't miss that, your path in life getting any easier, is that correct?
Is my life with the path going to get any easier for us?
Your path to get any easier. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you just give me your date of birth, please?
The 25th of August, 1970.
Wow. That's my date of birth, 25/8. So you've got a 7 and 8, and you're 8. Let me have a look. That's interesting. Okay. RD1. The challenges you have faced are enormous. The challenges you have faced in this lifetime are enormous. We say no, there will not be, and this is your choosing, you see, before you incarnated. This comes from, let me see, this comes from Metatron, Keeper of Akashic Records.
Yes.
So you chose this path before you incarnated. You said, I wish to have a path that is difficult, so I will learn to speak my truth. I will be challenged in many ways. And, of course, you forgot this. As soon as you arrived upon the earth plane, you forgot this. The challenges came. Money, personal power, all those things. And then you finally are waking up now. And we say as you awaken further and further, yes, your path will open up. Your path will smooth out. There are some karmic considerations that could be released with karmic release that would smooth your way further. For there is quite a heavy karmic burden that you have brought to this lifetime. But you have also spent many lifetimes in the higher realms, and so you find the earth plane difficult to cope with. You find the earth plane difficult to cope with. So you have, if you remember that you chose these difficulties, but when you do a karmic release to say, I am awake now, I do not need these constant reminders of difficulty in my life, you'll find the path will start to open up. And we say that within 5 or 6 months, you will have a much easier path. The energies will support you far more from January next year also. For you are a higher vibrational person, and the energies then will be far more to your liking. But you will survive this year. And the moment you start to work with us angels more, your life will change further. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
the angels
good.
Often come in with a little bit of humor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, no, it's been a really bad few years. So it's kind of, I have to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's...
Yeah, it is coming.
It's
and it's like it will smooth out this year, but and there's no, like, huge, major, new things coming up. That's the big thing. There's nothing major, new coming up. It's just clearing what is already there and then going much higher next from January on next year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate that. Elizabeth, what is, give everybody your website there, if you would, please.
Yes, it's www.isismysteryschool.com. That's ISIS, a mystery school. And so that's the best way to go and see. I have quite a lot of articles on my website about all sorts of spiritual things. I have CDs or MP3s. You can download those, which are very good for connecting with the angels for karmic release. And if you want to join my Facebook page, I put little almost daily messages from the archangels and divinities and keep you updated with everything. I also have a free newsletter that goes out every few weeks. ISIS Blessings is my newsletter. You can sign up online. So that's the best way to stay in touch with me. I am very limited with readings that I can do, but I will be offering some again in December, but you need to ring early to book or email early to book. I'm usually booked quite a few months in advance.
Okay, very good. And Elizabeth, here is my guest here just about every Tuesday. There's a few odd ones, but most about every Tuesday at this same time, which is locked in now at 9 o'clock Eastern time. So make a note of that. Tell your friends and gather around here every Tuesday night. And okay, let's go next.
Won't be next week.
I'm sorry?
Next week. Yeah, won't be next week, but then
right,
that week after that, I think all of the September I'll be here.
Right, yeah,
okay,
we're off next week and the rest. Yes, thanks for making that note there. And
6-day advance course next year, so next week.
Yeah, you stay so busy. I don't know how you keep up with that.
Yes, and I'm not young either. But when you work with these energies, everything changes, you see. I used to have so many major health problems. I had virtually every illness I think you could have, you know, strokes and cancers and severe chronic pain and every brain tumor. But when I worked with the angels and divinities, all that's gone. And so that's what I like to focus on teaching, self-healing, and that we can change our life. And my life used to be a total disaster. No one wanted to know me till I started working with the angels and divinities. So I'm very blessed.
Okay. Yes, yes. Okay. Let's go next to area code 310. This is Vince from the chat room. Welcome, Vince.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling
in. Vince,
did you
say?
Yes.
Vince or Bent?
Vince, as in like a V as
in Vince.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds better.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a bit hard. Yes, how can I help you today?
Well, I've been out of work for about 4.5 years, and then I just recently finally got a job just as my unemployment ran out, and I had a 90-day probation period, and 3 weeks into the job, they fired me, and they said that I was an incredibly exceptional employee that exceeded their expectations of a worker. But why I got fired was because somebody said that I supposedly made comments that were not right, and without giving me a chance to explain myself or any kind of a hearing, they just let me go. Now, you know, unless something else comes up or something, I don't know what I'm going to do. But what I did, though, was I wrote a letter to the plant manager who fired me, you know, asking for another chance. And I also, and I have the HR girl and my immediate supervisor both going to him on my behalf to try and get me back in. And I'm just wondering if you see that happening or if you see something else coming soon for me.
Okay, I'll just have a look. And I'll go to Goddess Isis on this one. Dear one, this is a learning lesson for your soul. This experience that you have done so well and you have tried so hard and then you have been rejected. We do not give an answer of, at this moment, no, you will not be accepted back. We say this, you will not be accepted back. You may ask for a miracle and you may do karmic release and this will increase your chances, but we do not see you being accepted back. So this is coming, I've sort of gone out of the vibration now and Isis just wants you to know that I'll see if one of the other beings will come in. Yeah, so unfortunately, no, I don't really see that happening. But it's not like it's impossible. I do see something else coming up very soon, though. And it's like there's someone in that situation who's really got it in for you as such.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and so I just think that they've decided no, and that they've made up their minds. Mm. Now, you must be a spiritual person to be listening to this program. So I'm told it's you need to learn to work with the angels, to ask for assistance from the angels, to do some karmic release. So if you go to my website under articles, there's an article called Complete Karmic Release with Archangel Metatron. If you were to do that meditation, you can just read it and do it yourself, or you can buy the MP3, but you can just read the meditation and do that. You would find that it would help you a great deal. And I'll just speak to Metatron on this. Do you want to fly? Yes, there are karmic contracts you have in place. To wake up to your soul's purpose. And it is not your soul's purpose to work in that location at that time. So please do some karmic release to clear the situation, and then we promise you some better opportunity will be there within a short period of time, very short period of time. Blessed okay. be.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care, and we're going to go up to New York, and this is Liz. Welcome, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Thanks
what
for,
is your question, please?
Okay. Well, I've been in I've moved out of my place for like a few months now, but I don't like the place that I'm living in now. My roommate is pretty difficult. And I've been looking for a job so I could hopefully move out and find a place of my own to live. Do you see one coming soon? Is there any messages about what sort of job I should look for?
Okay. All right. Now, just know that the archangels, that they don't sort of give, like, everyday specific information. They talk on a higher level often. So I can do my best, but I can't necessarily channel all those information.
Okay.
So what sort of work have you done? Just tell me your name again. It's Liz, did you say?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And you're looking for a new place to live?
Yes.
And a new more work, different work? Different work. Is that correct?
I'm looking for any kind of work, yeah, that will support me moving out.
Okay, so what have you done before? What sort of work have you done before?
The most recent work I've done before is ghostwriting and editing.
Okay. So this comes from Tejuki. He's the Egyptian god. Dear one of light, we see within your mind great fear at this time. We see great fear in your mind. We say you must move soon, for there is difficulty with this person that you share with, and no situation will go well in your life while you're with this person. There is a great need for you to focus further upon looking at your Akashic records, clearing your Akashic records, and knowing that you have a purpose greater than the ones you have already looked at. If you were to call me to you when you wrote your words, you would call me to you when you were seeking a further employment, we would lead you to a much finer path, a much finer path. We say writing, reading, editing is your role, but you need to realize it is your own books that must be written. It is your own books that must be written. And this will be happening soon. This will be happening soon, within the next year. So it is a time of taking chances for you, a time of taking chances for you and trusting that you are supported by the universe. And we say that the need to be released from this current living situation is great for many things to fall into place. So simply take the move and make the move, and then you will find the work you need will start to fall into place. Within 1 year, you will find that you will have very permanent work. You'll have very permanent work, but it will always be within the writing industry and the publishing industry that you will find your true purpose in your life. Okay?
Yes, that was great. Thank you. I will take all of your advice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, you, Liz. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Appreciate your call. Let's go next here. A lot of people holding, a lot of people calling in. We appreciate it. Area code 714, Susan. You're on there. Can you let us know where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm in Camarillo, California.
Hey, welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Many blessings to you. So I'm a medium also. I do this work also. And I'd really like to hear, I'm working with a lot of Brazilian clients right now, and I feel a little scattered, and I'd love to have any of my guides come in, whoever's the one that wants to step forward and really kind of give me a little bit of a heads up or, you know, some kind of guidance in that respect. And I'm also trying to make a purchase, and I'm wondering if I'm on the right track.
A purchase. Oh, okay.
Did you get it?
Sorry, got it. Do you want to tell me what you want to purchase or you're considering purchase?
A car.
A car. Okay. D1, this is Isis. And we welcome you. And we remind you, D1. Of your lives in ancient Egypt. We remind you of your lives in ancient Egypt. And many lives as a priestess of Isis you were spent during prophecy, and one life indeed also in Greece at what is called the Oracle of Delphi. And so you come to this lifetime and you wake up to your gifts. And you are using your gifts, but not yet to their fullest ability. And we say, yes, there is scatteredness around you, for you draw many souls to you, and they are with you continuously. And some are wise souls, and some are souls that do not give you wise information. And this is why you feel anxious and scattered at times, and frequently, for you draw the souls to you who are not of such a high vibration. We do not have an easy solution for this, for this is your path to be a medium. But there is need to draw Archangel Michael to you more strongly for ultimate protection. And also the angel, the Archangel Azrael, and the angel Sandalphon would like to work further with you. And they could give you a deeper level of protection. You have the ability to channel, of course, D1. You have the ability to channel. And would you say this is something you should explore further, for you can do it, but you do not do it as your main purpose at this time. We are shown a car, a red car, and we just wish to see why we are shown a red car. So if you're seeing a red car, I'm just getting that not to buy the red car. They keep showing this red car. And it's like there's something wrong with it, or if you, I guess it's well known that if you buy a red car, you get more speeding fines, and they're just saying not a red car. They say to leave it a week before you make any final decision.
Okay.
And I'm not sure why, but if you're looking at cars, not to do anything in the next week and not
okay.
get a red one, to look at silver, Okay.
Oh, okay.
And it is a good time to buy a car from any time from a week onwards. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
It's a little bit a lot to ask to, all your guides, but I guess the archangels really wanted to you to know that they wanted to be with you at this time,
and
to work with them, and they will sort of buffer the energies from the spirit world that are sort of overwhelming you at times.
Okay, perfect. I know I have channeled before, and I've even channeled Isis before, also, but
right.
I don't do it that often. I've
yes,
kind of
I
gone off
Isis
into another.
Mhm. Yes. So, Isis, well, that's what she was saying. You're a priestess of Isis. That's why you find it easy to channel Isis. And
yeah, I
she
love
wants
her.
You to do that more.
Okay. Okay, I will.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Fantastic. And I am looking at a silver car, by the way.
Oh, are you?
So yeah. In fact, today I found a silver one that won't be ready until next week. So you're right on. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, right. Oh, great.
Hi, thank Katie. You so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see if we can squeeze in one more caller here, and let's go to area code from the chat room again. This is Cindy, 352 Energy Healer. Welcome. You're calling from where? Florida?
Hi, thank you very much. This is Cindy, and I'm up in North Florida.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, you're welcome. What would you like me to focus on?
Could you tell me what I can do business-wise at my new location? I'm having a problem really coming up with any ways to create my business because just the area, the location, and to generate income. Can you give me any ideas on what would work here or if you see the finances picking up here?
Okay. So just... All right, so you're looking at a different location, okay? Is that correct?
I just recently moved, yes, to a location that's kind of very remote.
Okay, yes. Okay, let me see. Who's going to come through here? Otis will come through again. Dear one, there is a hesitation with money coming through for you. There is a hesitation with money coming through. For there is a holding back of your own self to be a successful energy healer. There is a holding back of yourself. We cannot explain this fully, but you move forward in your path and you are a healer of great ability, but then you stop yourself being successful. We say this new location will work better for you, but you need to give it some period of time. You need to give it some period of time. There is some more modality that you need to look at, to consider before. There is another thing that you need to bring into yourself, into your body, before you will draw all those that you need to you for your abundance. We cannot give you this clearly, but we say... Asking me, asking Tehuti, the Egyptian god Tehuti, to guide you, to meditate upon us, and we will give you ideas into your mind. Ah, that is it, you see. There is the modality that you can create yourself. This is why you cannot find it, you see. It must be created yourself, and we will give you the answers. You have this ability to receive these messages. So please work with us. With Tehuti, with Isis, and simply meditate, call us to you, and we will show what can be done to expand your healing abilities. And we say, as we come in and we show you this, over the next 3 months, there will be a great expansion. There will be a great expansion of your healing abilities, and within 4 months, there will be definitely a great great flow of clients coming. Indeed, within 1 week, you will find it improved. And again, there is the need to understand the current energies are not supporting of many light workers. And so the energies coming in this year will also make it far smoother for you next year. And we are blessed to see you doing the work you do, for you are a healer of great ability, and we love to work with you continuously. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a blessing.
You've got such beautiful colors in your aura, a lot of violet, a lot of white, a lot of beautiful greens. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Now, with the message you just gave, when I meditate, is there someone specific I should be asking for that information that's helping me with this?
Yes, Goddess Isis and Tehuti or Thoth. He's the Egyptian god. If you want to know more about them, you could go to my website, isismysteryschool.com, and other articles, or you would find information about them, or it's easy enough to find information. So Isis is a healing goddess, and Tehuti is very good with ideas and concepts into your mind, and he gives me a lot of information on how to structure courses, what to do. So it's time for you to receive information for yourself on your healing practice, and that will take you to another whole level. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Okay. And just got a few minutes remaining. Elizabeth, why don't you give out any kind of contact information, your school, anything you want to put out there to the listeners?
Okay. All right. The best way to find me is just to go to my website, isismysteryschool.com, and I also have a Facebook page, facebook.com, Elizabeth Jensen, IMS, and I put daily messages on there. I mainly focus on teaching, but I do have a few limited consultations. I do readings and healings via Skype and phone when I'm available. And I can't even remember my own telephone number. It's easy in Australia, but the long-distance one is 618-829-6477. And I look forward to being back in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you.
Okay, Elizabeth, great show. Thanks so much for being here, and you have a great couple of weeks, and we'll see you back here. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Many blessings
to
you. All right, bye-bye. Okay, that was Elizabeth Jensen all the way from Australia. Check out her website and all of her materials and her school, and what a great, amazing soul, and what a great show. And she's here every Tuesday. We'll be skipping next Tuesday, and then she's back. So most Tuesdays she's here at the 9 o'clock Eastern time. So with that, tomorrow night's show, make a note of tomorrow night's show. Tomorrow night's show is at 9 o'clock Eastern. 9 o'clock Eastern is tomorrow night show. Well, let everybody know, I know people kind of come in towards the end of the shows, and I'm sorry we can't get you in. Plus, there's a whole bunch of people on the phone lines. Let me just tell you something, a little secret of how best to get into the show. And that is call in when the show starts, okay? Don't come in towards the end or whatever. Join my Facebook. Also, click on the follow button on the top left of your screen. This way you know all the show times. But just about all of my shows start at 8 o'clock Eastern, okay? So make that note, write it down. And yes, as Sandra is saying, you can call in 15 minutes early before the show starts, actually, to get in line. Hop in the chat room, and if you do that, get in the chat room, you get in the chat room early, you get about a 90% chance of getting your call taken. But if you come towards the end of the show, your chances of getting in are pretty low, and I can't help it. Each guest is signed up for a period of time, and after that, we have to cut it there. Everybody has schedules, and my guests are no different, and I have to respect that, of course, like we want our schedule respected, too. You know, everybody here that comes on the show including myself, we all have families and we have lives just like you guys do. So we have things that we have planned, you know, after the show. So anyway, that's the best thing to do is come early, get in the chat room, let me know your phone number, and unless it's a fundraiser, you'll probably get in, okay? I'm just telling you how it works. I've done this show 3.5 years, so I know how it works. And but at least we have a great way right now of you getting in through the chat room. Not too hard to do. So I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Thanks to my on-air co-host. I hope everybody's enjoying Sandra like I am, how much energy she brings on, a great voice, and just a high spirit, and just a great soul. So I'm enjoying that. And then my co-host in the chat room, Jules, Love for Spirit, thanks so much for your help. And everybody in the chat room tonight, thanks for being here. Dee Shelby, Diane in Canada, who still has that wanted poster. No, she actually has a visa. Diane, did you get that USA Jill visa? It's good as long as you worked down here in Oklahoma on the show. So I'll be looking for you, okay? Make sure you plaster that visa to your forehead, so in case you're stopped. They'll let you through, okay? And the energy healer, Cindy, she's running. Nancy in South Carolina, and then PJ and Randy J. Everybody, thanks for being here, and I'm going to go ahead and sign on out, and we'll see you all back here on tomorrow. Now, I know on TV there's not a whole lot on. I'll make one little statement here because this is my show, and I guess I can. I just want to make a comment here. I think it's funny that the Republicans on TV right now on the convention, they think the way to help the economy and help the people is by lowering the taxes on the super rich and then cutting social programs, cutting food stamps. Has any of them ever thought what happens if you cut food stamps? My son, he works at a local grocery store, and he sacks groceries. And he's happy for that job. But if food stamps is cut, he knows his hours are going to be cut. Does anybody ever think of that? You know, when I went to college, I had a professor that taught me the way money cycles through. And even though you might say, well, this tax they're collecting goes for food stamps, it all cycles through the economy. And just like that, they're his hours, or maybe his job would be cut. The Republicans also want to cut Pell Grants. So people like my children who are just starting college, who, you know, we don't have much of any funds as far as money, like a lot of you guys. So many children, kids, they qualify for Pell Grants so they can go to college and have a fair shot at a life just like a rich kid would with a rich family. What's wrong with that? Well, they want to cut Pell Grants. They want to cut Medicare for people that are just joining. What they want to do with Medicare, and I think this is funny, they want to make people who are just going to be joining Medicare not being able to do that. But guess what? They're going to give you a voucher. And the voucher is going to be good for maybe $1,000 or $1,500. Well, guess what? People that are on disability, that means they have preconditions. Obviously, they've got some reason they're on disability, right? Okay, if it wasn't for the new Obamacare that's out there, then insurance wouldn't take anybody with preconditions. So how are these people, number one, going to get insurance? Because no one's going to take them. And if someone does, it's called high-risk insurance. And high-risk insurance for one person is around $700 a month. Okay? So figure that out. How much would that $1,500 voucher last for a person at $700 a month. Do the math. That'd be about 2, maybe 3 months, not even that, but say 2 months of insurance. That's it. And that's supposed to equal Medicare. But again, lower the corporate rates from 35 to 25% and lower the higher rates on the millionaires. But yeah, we'll cut food stamps, we'll cut Pell Grants, we'll cut Medicare. And I don't agree with that, as you can tell. We're all in this together, and money that is taken in from the government that's weeded out in Pell Grants or food stamps or Social Security, it all goes back into the workplace, and it keeps people working. I mean, anyway, that's my little soapbox, but yeah, as Diane and Candace said, they did a similar thing there. They cut welfare. She said people are stealing food here. And that's what happens. Yes, exactly. Diane says money taken from the poor, given to the rich. Sad. True. And that's what I'm saying. And next week, Obama will be up there, President Obama, and he'll, you know, explain that. You know, this economy was wrecked, you know, by Wall Street and all the rich tycoons, and now they want to fix it on the back of the poor, the working class, and the elderly. And anyway, we're all in this together, and the only way it works is if we all work together on this. And lastly, I'll say this. And some people say, oh, you're just, you know, a Democrat. You know, in all the presidential elections, I have voted Republican, actually. But this Republican Party is not the Republican Party of the Ronald Reagans and others. I mean, look at the Republican Party now. You don't see George Bush's family there at all. They have totally boycotted this Republican Party. But this is my point. You have Mitt Romney running for president. He's worth $250 million, $250 million. He has a house. One of his houses are in California. Now, I've heard of a few houses having elevators in houses. Now, that's obviously for the super rich. But he is making his house in California that the garage has elevators in it. So if you get home and you drive in your home, and you're like, okay, the family's on the third floor. Like, oh, man, I don't want to walk all three floors. Let's use the elevator. So they have elevators in the garage of the Romney house in California. Now, by a raise of hands in the chat room, how many people have elevators in their garage? Okay. Nobody. Didn't think so. Sandra, you're joking. And, you know, and so my point is, you can pick anybody else, but this guy, Mitt Romney, who's a Republican nominee, has no idea what us regular folks go through each day. Plain and simple, and if it's anybody else than that, then let me know. Now, I think a lot of people are very biased to Obama because of the color of his skin, and that's sad. And anyway, that's just my two cents. And I say it at the end of the show, so if people want to leave, they can. I know this is a spiritual show, but we've ended that part. We're going into part two. I might do a political show this fall. I don't know if anybody's interested in that, but maybe someone will be interested in that. But I would like to do a little political show as we head into the election. So I don't know if I'd have any listeners. But anyway, that's just my side, you know? So thank you, Jules. I love you too. So I'm going to sign off, and I got to get out of here like I'm sure a lot of you guys do. And we'll go ahead and close down this joint with the bar here at Jill/Cheers Bar. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great night. I do know everybody's name. And we'll see you guys here tomorrow night. Take care, everybody.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.